We'll say we continue today in Simen Nun Hei Sif Vav. So the Shulchan Aruch writes to him, Hischil Echad Me'asara L'Spala Levado Ve'ino Yochal La'ano Simon Oshu Yoshin Afgiv Hochim Mitzdari Fimon. Important halacha that if you have, let's say, a minyan mitzumtzum, exactly 10 people, and one of the individuals there began to daven by himself, for example, so therefore he's unable to answer in the responsive parts of the davening, or he fell asleep. Nevertheless, such an individual still counts as part of the minyan. So the Mishneh Berurah comments on this, if cotton lamed base, echal me'asara, hu adin yoser me'echa. This is true even if it was more than just one person. But you have to have a majority of people who are able to go ahead and answer together with the minyan. So this is a very important halacha. So as long as there's a majority of people, so if you have an exact minyan, but let's say again you have a number of people who either, well, hopefully not asleep, but maybe are davening ahead or are davening behind. So as long as you have a majority of individuals who are able to go ahead and answer, then you could go ahead and you could do any davar shebek dusha. V'yish machmir and biyoser me'echod. However, others are machmir if it's more than one person who is unable to answer. U'biyoshin bevada ein letzarif afilu bimkom hadchak yoser me'echod. Ki b'lav hachi yesh harmei poskim machmir and biyoshin k'lekamei. Now again, when we say, even according to the poskim, we say that you could have more than one person who's, let's say, not able to answer with the 10 in order to go ahead and still be counted as the 10 for the davar shebek dusha. That's only, let's say, when the person is davening ahead or is davening behind. But if the person is asleep, everyone will agree that halacha lemaisi, you can't have more than one person asleep and still be counted as part of the minyan. Oshu yashin lamed gimel. Ayin b'fim regadim shekasav duadin le'in zimun asara. Gam ken yashin mitzarif l'dasa shulchan arak mol inyan tfila. So interestingly enough, also for a mezumen, for a zimun with a minyan, even if one of the people are sleeping, they could also be counted. Or le'in kriyas torah nisiyas kapayim tzarachiyun. But for leining as well as for dochening, the matter requires certain additional investigation. Ach le'in kriyas hamigil. But however, again, when it comes to reading of the Megillah, everyone will agree that a sleeping person cannot count as part of the minyan, because since the din by Megillah is presuming nisa, publicizing the miracle, the entire minyan must be awake. Interestingly enough, that in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah footnote 42, see writes over here that for laning, also having one person asleep does not work for the minyan. Because whenever you have 10 people, the Shechina is present among them. So again, the Mishneh Berurah says, as much as there are opinions who hold that a sleeping person can count as part of the minyan, you clearly see from the poskim that there is an inherent discomfort with this approach, and therefore halacha l'maisa, one should not rely on a sleeping person to complete the minyan. However, again, the halacha that does come out from here, which is very important, often comes up in terms of chazaras hashatz. So clearly what comes out from the halacha over here is that on a technical level, one could go ahead and begin chazaras hashatz as long as there is a majority of people who have the ability to go ahead and answer, if you look, I jumped ahead a little bit, because the truth is, we'll see later on, in Simen Kuf Chav Dalid, we'll discuss the halacha by Chazaras Hashatz, so we'll save that towards then. But the idea over here is, halacha l'maisa, that even if one of the people are sleeping, they can still be counted as part of the minyan, and even if you have up to half, or I should say, as long as you have a majority answering whatever section of tefillah everyone is currently engaged in, even if there are four other individuals who are not currently engaged in the same place where the minyan is, they could still be counted as part of the minyan. Halacha Zayin. Kishe'echa mispala levado, when one person is davening by themselves, nachon sha'achirim yantino lomar kadish ad shi'igmar kadish yizkagamu. So when a person is davening, let's say, behind the rest of the minyan, the other should wait to say kadish until he catches up, in order that he could also merit in the recitation or the answering of kadish. Mishneh Berurah lamed hei nachon v'afilu yesh minyan bilado. This is true even if there is a minyan aside from him, even if you don't need him for the minyan. So he goes on, Ad sheyigmar lamed vav, hu adin biyashin tzarech lakita, v'im lo ratza lamod, in tzarech lahamdin, l'das ha-shulchan aruch. Mitztarif, aval yesh cholkin bazek, mo shechasadim sivkot lamed dalet. Same idea, if one of the members of the minyan was sleeping, you would want to wake him up in order to be able to give him the opportunity to answer Kaddish. But again, if you try to wake him up and he doesn't wake up, you don't have to wait for him to finally wake up on his own. Halacha ches, cheresh hamedaber ve'eno shomea. If someone is able to speak, but they are deaf, they don't hear, o shomea ve'eno medaber, or they hear, but they're mute and unable to speak, hein kepikchin, these individuals are considered to be fully functioning individuals in the eyes of halacha, umitzarfim, and therefore count as part of the minyan. What the halacha is trying to address over here is, if a person is missing either hearing or speech, are they still considered to be a bardas, a person with complete intellect? So the halacha says the answer is yes. However, but someone who does not hear and does not speak, so such a person ultimately is considered to be like a shote or like a katan, i.e. lack capacity. So that Mishnah Berurah says lamed ches cheresh hamedaber v'das hataz lekaman b'simin kuf chav dalet if katan beis shem itzar from the minyan mishenu shomea af agav shumedaber shelo yedalanos amin al bracha shemavarchin shliach tzibur achin harbi maskimin im psak ashochan aruch v'sorvin shein zemechat ma'akiv le'enyan seruf v'mu mechavin abrachos kishiro sh'onin amin imahem dumyo dehanofas asadurim v'esaknesha alakzandria shemevin b'shash shemesayim shliach tzibur sof bracha v'onin amin mitzar tzokuli amo. It's interestingly enough that, again, Mishnah Berurah says that there are those that were reticent to count a deaf person as part of a minyan, since halacha lemaisa, they wouldn't know when to answer amen. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but others explain that since we have an interesting historical precedent, that the Gemara talks about the shul in Alexandria that was so large that people often couldn't hear the chazan, they would wave flags in order to indicate when the bracha was over, and that's how people would answer amen. So you see from there that even if a person doesn't know about amen firsthand, but they could tell from the circumstances when to answer, then that is going to be okay as well. And such as, therefore, again, a deaf person who could be able to pick up the cue from the tzibur and know when to answer amen, so such an individual is indeed counted as part of the minyan according to everyone. Now again, it's clear from the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that even if a person can't catch on to that cue, the deaf person can't catch on to the cue, they're still counted as part of the minyan. But according to everyone, certainly if they can answer amen with the kehila, with the tzibor, they will be counted as part of the minyan. Let's see halacha test. The olam hu katan ad shiya vishtei se'aros, achar shiya ben yud gimel v'yom echad, ushnas ha'ibor bas yud gimel chodesh. See, interestingly enough, the idea over here is that a person is considered to be a katan up until the point where they go ahead and they bring signs of physical maturation after the 13th year. And if it's a leap year, again, one requires that additional month as well. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Shtei Se'aros. Umekoman ushi'ir gadlusan mevor be'evena ezer b'simen kuf nun hei sif yod zayim yirches. So where those hairs have to be, the size of those hairs is discussed in Evena Ezer. Halach sifka in mem. Acher shiyesh ken kiblu chazal halach lamosh misina. Shlo yikari hazachar ish ad shishlumu lo yud gimel shana. V'yavi gam. The Mishnah Berurah says this idea that a boy becomes a man at the age of 13 and also requires signs of physical maturation is what we call the halacha lamoshe misina, a Sinaitic law. So therefore, again, the Mishnah Berurah says, and we discussed this yesterday, that halacha lemaisa, today we assume that every child who reaches the age of maturation has in fact sprouted signs of physical maturation as well. And even if those signs are not visible, we assume they were there, but perhaps they just fell out. However, as we saw yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah says this chazaka only works for dinei derabanan, but for the oraisos, one would have to be machmir and can't count a child as a gadol until we know definitively that the child also has signs of physical maturation. Ben Yud Gimel Shana, Halacha Mem Aleph, Va'aviv Mehemen Al Zevlo Ish Acher. Interestingly enough, the father is believed to testify about the age of his son, but not another person. Chayin Isa Bekidushin, Samachdal Amadal, Petosis Tiber Maskel Me'amon. Vimeis Aviv Eimi Odea Eimasai Nasa Ben Yud Gimel Shana. But let's say again, Chasson, the father died, and the child doesn't know at what age he becomes 13 years old, Interestingly enough, let's say Rahman al-Islam, father dies and the child doesn't know how old he is. So in that situation, once he brings signs of physical maturation, that's the chazaka that indeed he is a gadol. And again, because in that situation, once he brings signs of physical maturation, he's a safek gadol. And at least for biblical purposes, safek da'araisa l'chumra. V'yom, so halacha mem beis, v'yom echad, lav dafka yom, ela kevan shenichnas tchilas hayom, mishnas yudalit, va'afilu sha achas, va'afilu rega achas sagi. So again, what this is saying is you really need 13 years and one day. You need to be into the 13th year. So the idea over here is that you don't really need a full day, even though it sounds like you need 13 years in a day, doesn't really means into the first day of the 13th year, even just a moment, even just an hour. V'afilu nolad b'sof yom Rosh Hashanah, kivan shadayin hu v'adayom, na'ase ben yod gimel shana b'tchilas la Rosh Hashanah shel shnas yod dalin. V'im haya ben hashmashos beis alida, danin le savik v'azim l'chom l'chol dover shumidar aysa. So again, remember the idea over here is, this is true even if a person doesn't have to have 13 complete years. So let's say a person is born just before sunset, when 13 years later, when that same day of the 14th year arrives, a person will ultimately be considered to be a gadol. However, again, he does bring an interesting case. If a person was born ben hashmashos in the twilight period, which again we'll discuss exactly when that is, but that time of the day is subject to much halachic dispute. So if a person is born ben hashmashos, then ultimately again we have to go l'chumra b'chol davar shu midaraisa. So we would go ahead, because we're not sure if that day is that night, and we're not exactly sure when the child turns 13 or not. So lemais again, we would be machmir, we would be stringent in matters of biblical law and lenient in matters of rabbinic law. We will stop over here for today. Emir Hashem will pick up with Sif Yud tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.